This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. D-Day's veterans and fallen were honored in Britain the day before the invasion's 75th anniversary. AP Sagar Magani reports.
On the southern coast from where thousands of Allied troops launched the invasion, an unusually personal tribute from Queen Elizabeth.
On behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
She was among those at a D-Day commemoration, including President Trump, who read from a prayer Franklin Roosevelt delivered during the invasion, telling the country of a mighty endeavor.
A struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
Some 300 World War II veterans were at the seaside ceremony. I'm Sagar Magani.
Top U.S. and Mexican officials are meeting in Washington about President Trump's threatened 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico. Mr. Trump is demanding Mexico to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants heading north toward the United States. In Ireland, President Trump says too many drugs and illegal immigrants flow through Mexico toward the U.S.
Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
Opposition Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump should not be threatening Mexico with tariffs.
This is dangerous territory. This is not a way to treat a friend. It's not a way to deal with immigration. It's not a way to deal meet the humanitarian needs at the border.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close allies of Mr. Trump, have said they will block the tariffs. This is VOA News.